We've got Moses Enriquez on the phone, the Sydney Sixers captain. Mate, we really appreciate you joining us this morning, especially after a late night last night.
No worries at all. Pleasure to be here, lad.
Mate, you wouldn't have got much sleep last night. You would have got home, you would have got up and or stayed up and done the feeding, wouldn't you, with a new baby? Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. I can't say I was over the moon when I got this media request, guys. 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't even leave the ground till after midnight after those late games.
Mate, you're in fine form. I mean, 72 off 31, 8 sixes. You took the catch to dismiss Stoinis, and that must have been nice considering the way that he carved up a few nights ago down in Melbourne. What's the team vibe after coming off last night? You now know that you can beat them, and you got these superstars coming back as well.
Yeah, I think it was a really important result for us in terms of just instilling that belief after the last match we had up against them, where they sort of, you know, they did a pretty good job on us with the bat. And I thought the way our bowlers bounced back yesterday in reasonably good batting conditions, you know, with a slippery ball and that was sort of skidding through off the wicket. But I thought they defended the total really well, you know, minimised damage for a lot of it. I thought the bowlers did a great job. I did think 140 or 135 was par, and to keep them sort of 15 under that was a really good job.
Yeah, in a rain-affected T20 game, most people think you have the advantage when you win the toss. You obviously lost the toss and were sent in to bat, and then you made 143. You didn't think that was enough?
I definitely still feel, and as you'll see throughout the BBL and past BBLs, whenever there's a little bit of rain about, teams prefer to bowl first. I think I just think with the Duckworth-Lewis and a few things like that, it just helps being able to know exactly what you're chasing in rain-affected games. And a lot of the time, if you bat first and then you bat, like you're batting for a 20-over game and then it gets shortened, you probably don't quite get the runs you would have if you knew it had been shorted.
Yep.
So I think, you know, teams will continue to bowl first. And the toss is a bat flip at the best of times, but when there's a bit of rain around, it just sort of exacerbates that. But, you know, that's the way it is. It's not that I didn't think 143 was enough. I think we got three runs extra or four runs extra through the Duckworth-Lewis, and so we got up to 147. I knew if we bowled well, we'd get the job done. I just thought, you know, we just batted on it. The wicket was, you know, sliding on really nice. It was a really good batting wicket, especially considering, you know, the weather the last few days. The guys at the SCG did an amazing job, and then, you know, we were able to keep them under not only what I thought, not only under our score, but probably what I thought was par on that wicket.
You're sitting second at the moment. You're 5 points behind the Stars. It's a bit different this year because you've got this new final series format where if you finish then that top two, you'll play in the qualifier, and then you will play, go through to like the challenger, or not the challenger, but you can actually go right through to the final and miss. So it's kind of like the rugby league AFL set up now. So finishing top two, obviously vital to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think there's a huge advantage in finishing in the top two, as you know, in comparison to sort of finishing, you know, third, fourth, or fifth. You've got to win a lot more games when you finish lower down, and you probably don't get another crack at it. Where you do get another crack if you finish in the top two. So, be very nice if we could give ourselves another chance and give ourselves a chance to go straight into the final as well, as you said. So, but you know, last night's just one result. You know, we've still got two pretty big games of cricket coming up. You know, one of the teams is in finals contention as well, so they'll be coming hard up at the Gabba we play the Heat. So, you know, and they got the biscuits over us last time, so it'll be nice to reverse that.
You get a couple of Australian players coming home, in particular Stephen Smith coming home from India after being a part of that one-day squad that were beaten by India over there on the weekend. But to have a guy like Steve Smith come back into the team, Josh Hazlewood, that'll only strengthen you late in the season.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I mean, their cricket speaks for themselves, but, you know, what's probably not valued enough in T20 cricket and cricket in general is just probably that experience and that calmness under pressure. You know, these games of T20 cricket, they get tight almost all the time. There's not many games that aren't close, which is why they're so entertaining. And when you've got guys who are calm and who have been there and who have performed under pressure or who performed when the game gets tight, you know, it makes your chances of coming out on the other, you know, on the better side, you know, a lot higher when you've just got that calmness in adversity. So those guys, you know, I think when they've can draw upon all their experience that they've played with and played in, and you know, is just going to strengthen our side.
You were one of the first players to come out and speak about the challenges of mental health in the game. Very courageous from you. What about now the fact that these other players are doing a similar thing? And, I mean, we've seen with, say, a Maxwell taking that break, coming back and looking mentally stronger than ever. It must give you some pride, mate, that, you know, you were sort of pioneering in coming out and sort of saying what needed to be said.
All right. I'm not sure pride would be the word, to be honest, but, you know, it's nice when, I guess, some other players that have come out, you know, can have said that I've been able to help. It's nice to know that you can help other people, not for your own benefit, but for theirs, but just knowing that, you know, knowing what maybe some similar symptoms and what they've gone through, you know pretty well that it's not a nice place to be in. When you're just struggling to wake up in the morning, and to know that you might have touched upon them in a positive way, that's the only thing you sort of, you know, makes me feel happy that I could help anyone, rather than sort of, you know, feeling any pride about what I did, because, you know, all I did was say how I feel. So I don't think it was you know, that amazing. But in terms of helping other people, I think, you know, that's the most rewarding part, I feel.
Are you noticing now more people are talking about these type of issues than in the past, Moses?
I think they're maybe more socially aware and accepted. I don't hear the chat around, you know, it's not like we're talking about it any more than what we used to. But I think it's just more... Yeah, maybe the dialogue's there in you know, in the media and so on, but it's probably not there in the change rooms and so on. There's definitely a lot more awareness about it in the change rooms, but it's not like we're, you know, talking about it. I think, you know, the guys are getting better at observing other players and how they're coping, especially in a cricket change room, you know, when, and probably in the longer formats more so, you know, when you're spending 7 hours a day for 4 days in a row, and then you're on tour for long periods of time as well. So, you know, you get to know your teammates really, really well. And, you know, especially in a change room environment, when you can actually see how guys react under pressure. And for a lot of the time, you can see what their personality turns to after they've done well, after they've done poorly, you know, and ride those waves of a four-day game. You know, guys are getting really good at observing when guys may be struggling or not. So I think that just awareness, even if you're not constantly talking about it, is just going to keep, I hope, helping everyone that plays the game.
Yeah, and I hope that people are comfortable now in discussing it if they've got an issue. You know, maybe, you know, whether it's in a group environment or whether it's one-on-one with your best mates or someone in your own family, I think people are now more aware of... The fact is, you're not a soft person, or you know, there's nothing wrong with having the conversation about not feeling well and needing to get some advice and help. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, you know, a lot of the time, if that conversation's had early, when you're struggling, you know, a little bit, then you can sort of put everything. You know, it's a lot easier the earlier you have that conversation when things aren't as bad, rather than leaving it sort of to the stage that I did where, you know, I'd almost completely lost the ability to function. So, you know, and that was sort of 5 or 6 years in the making of just keeping it silent and keeping it inside and, you know, trying to just chug on, which, you know, in the end didn't work out so well. But, you know, I think the biggest learning curve I've made from that is just making sure that I, like in the change room and as a friend, I'm observing and noticing and engaging with my mates and my teammates and my family and whoever it might be, to see if I can, you know, help in any way, because it's not a place you want to see anyone get to.
Very well said, mate. What about this message you're going to send to fans to try and get to this last home game? Of course, it's going to be a beauty. You've got, what are you? You're the outs. Actually, you're actually locked. $1.90 each of two there, but I tell you what, the Renegades, you'd be looking to give them more misery, surely.
Yeah, I mean, what Saturday afternoon game, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a Saturday afternoon game. You know, we got our Aussie Stars back playing, and I reckon the Renegades get, you know, Finch and Kane Richardson back as well from the Aussie ODI. So it's going to be a jam-packed game. They're going to have to be quick because I'm hearing that game is going to be ram-packed. There's been a lot of interest around that game since the start of the season. So, you know, get those tickets, get in there. The crowds have been, I think there was 16,000 last night. It felt like 30 though. I think because of the short match, it just, you know, they didn't have to spread their voice out across 40 overs. So they were, you know, much louder for the 28 overs that we played.
Cool, mate. Well, mate, we'll make sure 3:40 on Saturday, that is. Also, by the way, mate, just before I let you go, good luck with your horse, Hogmanay. He's got a share in Hogmanay Loz, which is a horse that Chris Waller trains. And I know it's out spelling at the moment, mate. So you love the ponies. Are you going to get another one?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that might be it for me. He's done all right, but yeah, I think, we'll see how we go.
I think a mate of mine's in that horse too.
Yeah, see, he's had the little one now. Congratulations on having the little one too. But now
you'll have one on the side. Hey, you just won't tell the wife.
Are you talking about horses, I hope?
we'll see you on Saturday, mate.
No worries.
See you, mate.
Next host is Enrique, captain of the Sydney Sixers.